Robert Kirkman reveals Battle Beast blind bags. Jeff Loeb returns to Age of Apocalypse. New Dogman coming in November. This is Comic Book Club News for May 13, 2025. One of the wilder promotional pushes of the past few years, at least when it comes to comic books, Skybound's blind bag program for Invincible Universe Battle Beast number 1. The comic, written by Robert Kirkman with art by Ryan Ottley, returns the duo to the massively best-selling superhero universe. To celebrate, there are blind bags that contain some wild surprises on sale this Wednesday. And Comic Book Club exclusively revealed what those surprises were, so sorry about that. What's in the bags? Along with 9 randomly distributed previously announced variant covers, the blind bags could contain, per PR provided to Comic Book Club, a new printing of Invincible number 19, the first appearance of Battle Beast, a special advance edition of Invincible Universe Battle Beast number 2, and in partnership with Marvel Comics, a reprint of Marvel Team Up number 14, the historic first meeting of Invincible and Spider-Man. Yeah, seriously, they're reprinting a Marvel comic with the Image Comics logo and selling it on stands on Wednesday, May 14. Wild! Here's what Kirkman told us about the program.
I just want to do things that excite people, and I want to make going into the comic shop like a revelatory experience. Like, I want you to be, you know, getting things that are unexpected and getting things that excite you, and I want you to have a new experience when you go into the comic shop. And so blind bags are nothing new. I think it's something that's, you know, very popular in cards and, you know, tiny toy figurine things and stuff. But bringing it into comics, it just seemed like a cool thing. Like, on the surface, it's like, okay, you could get the 1-in-1,000 cover that your retailer is selling for crazy amounts of money, like, in the blind bag. You know, you could get the 1-in-50. You could get, you know, various rare covers. And that's pretty cool. But the extra stuff, the foil facsimile edition of Invincible 19, Battle Beast's first appearance, people aren't expecting that. That's in the blind bag. A foil cover advance edition of Battle Beast issue 2 completed, totally in the blind bag. I love that because it's like, I want to buy Battle Beast number 1. I open the bag. I got Battle Beast number 2. I go back. I buy Battle Beast number 1. I got the first 2 issues on the day of launch. I get to get an advance look at what's happening in this series. That's super awesome. The weirdest one, though, we got the rights to reprint Marvel Team Up 14. So you can open a Battle Beast number 1 blind bag and get Marvel Team Up 14 with a foil cover with an Image eye in the top left-hand corner. And it's just, okay, yeah, there's where Invincible and Spider-Man met. Is it related to Battle Beast? Not really. Is it the coolest thing that, you know, like, I don't know. I'm so excited about this.
Retailers seem excited too, having ordered nearly 400,000 copies of the first issue, including those sneaky little blind bags. The issue sold out on a distributor level, and a new printing will be coming in June, presumably timed to the release of issue number 2. Unless, of course, you already got it in a blind bag. Invincible Universe Battle Beast number 1 is in stores on May 14, 2025. Somehow, the Age of Apocalypse has returned. After a teaser story in Giant Size X-Men Age of Apocalypse number 1, writer Jeff Loeb and artist Simone DeMeo will kick off a new Marvel miniseries, X-Men of Apocalypse, a direct sequel to the classic event. Said Loeb via press release, quote, 30 years ago, the X-Men of Apocalypse took the comics world by storm, and I was lucky enough to be part of it. There were new characters, new designs, heroes who were villains and villains who were heroes. Now for the 30th anniversary, an all-new, all-different story with spectacular art by Simone DeMeo brings us to this uncanny team that shouldn't even exist, and they are coming here. X-Men of Apocalypse will kick off with an alpha issue, followed with a 4-issue series starting in November, and conclude with X-Men of Apocalypse Omega number 1. Oh, and the twist of the series, as Loeb teases, the Apocalypse X-Men are coming to the main 616 Earth. That includes Gambit, Sabretooth, and Wild Child, Blink, Forge, and Morph. X-Men of Apocalypse Alpha number 1 hits stores on September 9, 2025. The biggest selling comic in America is back this November. No, not Spider-Man or Batman. Dogman. The series of graphic novels by Dave Pilkey will release a new volume this fall titled Big Jim Believes. Specifically, per ICV2, the 14th volume of the series will hit bookstores on November 11. Said Pilkey, quote, "The Dogman series has evolved to become a love letter to my parents. I am grateful to them for believing in me even when I didn't believe in myself. Their optimism, support, and encouragement have made a tremendous impact in my life." Per publisher Scholastic, sales for the series are up 34% this year versus the same period last year, likely because of the release of the animated movie. And overall, 70 million copies of Dogman books have been sold to date. What's the plot of Big Jim Believes? Who cares? Your kids are going to make you buy it anyway, so enjoy. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And if you pick up the blind bag for this podcast, you might find, well, nothing. It's an audio podcast. You can't put it in a bag. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
DC High Volume, Batman. The Dark Knight's definitive DC comic stories. Adapted directly for audio for the very first time.
Fear. I have to make them afraid.
He's got a motorcycle. Get after him or I'll have you shot.
You mean blow up the building?
From this moment on, none of you are safe.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.